This bizarre, playful marble sculpture depicts a satyr, a part human, part horse or goat creature, who often represents the wild, untamed parts of human nature. Research associate, Jeff Nigro.
And we know it's a satyr because there's a very little tiny tail sticking out of his lower back. The satyr is wearing a theater mask in the form of a Silenus figure, one of these older, bearded, mature figures who form part of the entourage of Dionysus.
Though Dionysus is best known for being the god of wine, to the Greeks he's also the god of theater, because they saw each as possessing a similar power.
As with wine, so with theater, Dionysus takes you out of yourself. In theater, the performers become other people in a sense. They take on the characteristics or the characters of other people.
This particular image of the satyr sticking his arm through the mask is actually seen in a number of sculptures from antiquity.
We actually see this motif quite a bit in relief sculpture, and usually this figure of a satyr sticking his hand through the mask is paired with another satyr who is frightened by this. So it's sort of boo.
If you look carefully, you'll notice that some parts of the sculpture look more weathered than others. Italian collectors in the 17th century didn't want to look at a broken sculpture, so additions were made.
And these additions were put on by very famous 17th century Italian sculptor named Alessandro Algardi, who was one of the leading sculptors working in Rome in the 1600s. I don't know what else to say about it, except it's just fun.